All right, our next applicant is the Milwaukee Opera Theater. Take a look at their work samples. So would you like to begin the review?
Of course. Milwaukee Opera Theater mission is creating dynamic, singer-centered art, exploring the beauty of the human voice, sparking the imagination of both audiences and artists, and transforming the bonafide landscape of classic and contemporary lyric theater. It is a smaller arts group, average budget of a little over $84,000. And pretty much contribution and program services, 50% of their budget. They produce small batches of high-quality local lyric theater. They tell stories through music unconventionally, bringing accessible, innovative opera to Metro Milwaukee audiences. They produce 3 to 5 mainstream productions each season. One semester-long educational initiative known as the Script and Score, and 5 to 6 singing acting voice lab workshops. They pay 100% of their artists over the course of the past 3 seasons, a total of $130,000, a little over $130,000, has been paid directly to artists, representing an average of 65% of their total budget for these fiscal years. Special emphasis on employing artists from Milwaukee's pool of local professional talent. They employ 2 key paid staff members, producing artistic director, company manager. They have 15 board members. Through their script and score, they work with MPS, K-4-8 school, to integrate young or youth arts education programming and working with the in conjunction with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. They serve a diverse population of nearly 600 students, families, and community members annually. And through their 5 to 6 voice lab workshops, there's no cost to area artists per season. Some of the challenges in the past has been this, especially challenging to coordinate rehearsal and performance spaces that meet both the musical and theatrical demands of opera production. In addition, limited administration has resulted in heavy workload on the artistic director. Opportunities are extensive fundraising campaign during their 2017-18 season. By far was the most successful. They raised a little over $33,000 in individual contributions, and 25 of which was matched by grant-making organization called Supporters of Opera Singers. They recently completed the first of a multi-year partnership as an artistic associate with the Skylight Music Theater, which gains access to Skylight's rehearsal space and performance venues. They work to dismantle the barriers that make opera inaccessible to a wide variety of community members. They work generally presented in English, and they have commission to condensed translation of work in foreign language to allow for streamlined and comprehensible audience experience. And to further remove barriers to accessibility, their tickets price are selected with affordability in mind. They collect feedback from audience, critics, and artists after each production, feedback from artist survey, and the evaluation of their score and script program. The teaching artists measure specific musical benchmarks. Let's see if I have any additional comments. No.
Ed, your comments.
I thought their involvement with the schools was very good, outlining that involvement with the students and their families through the workshops. The partnership with Scripps and Score, I think, is good. I'd personally like to see communities come together and where there's synergy and make the best use of their resources, whether they be physical or financial. They obviously have had some recent successful fundraising. I did not see reference to having any sort of an endowment there, but they might think about doing that if that would be beneficial in the long-term sustainability of the organization, although they've done quite well in the past. I think it looks like they've used the community feedback very responsively, and the marketing plan was very detailed. They mentioned a strategic plan in the narrative, but it really was not detailed in as a separate piece of information.
Well, there is a strategic plan.
Is there?
Yeah.
Did I miss? Oh. It's right there, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. It's a whole separate document.
Yeah.
Again, I think a table showing the shows that were presented, what the venues, the venues, the attendance, and the participation would be helpful in evaluating how they were doing.
Thank you. Other comments?
I noticed that I really like their slogan, tagline, microbrewery for opera. Kind of really summarize what they're doing. I also appreciated that they reduced some of the barriers to participation by having all their work sung in English. They do provide tickets, making tickets affordable with discounts for artists, students, and seniors. Yeah, I took a look at their strategic plan. It looks very slick and professionally produced. It was impressive for an organization of their size. They did lay out background and goals, a lot of ambitious goals and benchmarks, but no detailed action steps. Those are my comments.
Mine are pretty much the usual. I think the skylight thing documented would have been great, especially since it involves use of rehearsal space in exchange for contacts. I know that model well, and I think it would have been great to have seen Skylight support to this. The percentage of income from fundraising was 53.6%, which is great. The $25K match was for the year that is current was impressive. It led me to the question, though, was it Friends of Opera Singers or whatever it was? Is that an organization that's going to continue to support? And if so, what format might that take? Not to downplay the significance of it, because it is significant. Those are my coloring between lines.
Ellie, any comments?
Yeah, so I really appreciated seeing specifically how feedback is incorporated into practice, and that I agree that I thought their strategic and their marketing plans were really clear and well organized. And that a question I had was that in their working to alleviate the pressures of a small staff, they're expanding through fundraising efforts. They're like, there's that money to pay for additional staffing and fundraising, and I'm curious what the plan is to support those roles from a financial standpoint.
1.5 minutes left. Any further comments?
I love their board list. It's very thorough. Wolfers really get a fairly large board. Not only do they show their occupation, but they also show their art interests or affiliation, which really helps me to put these people in context.
Any other comments? Thank you.